In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In this feast of the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we just blessed the candles. The blessing of the candles is one of the three great blessings that the Church offers us. The two other ones are the blessing of the ashes and the blessing of the palms. These two blessings are made in violet, thus the third one as well, as a sign of unity, but more so, because all these three blessings, ashes, palms, or candles, are leading us to one same thought, the redemption, the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Dust we are, dust we return. The palms are the sign of the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. The candles, the symbol of his teaching to us. Five prayers are offered to us for this blessing, one after the other. And they are typically Romans. The first prayer is a way of the priest to say, "Oh my God, you are so great, you are wonderful. You have created the bees, the wax, everything out of nothing. You are the best of the best. By the way, since you are so great, can you take care of my life, my body, my soul, everything I need? On sea, on land, everywhere I go?" Please redeem me. That was the first prayer. The second prayer is to say, "Thy son has been sent to Simeon, and Simeon has been placed here to receive thy son." And Simeon received and carried our Lord Jesus Christ. The third prayer is to say, "Unkindle the light of grace. Unkindle in us against the darkness, the might of your Spirit. Transform our hearts. Expel sins from our life. Expel blindness. Let us see, because we are not able to. Let us discern your ways. What do you want for me?" These candles are also, and as a fourth prayer, a permanent reminder of the presence of God. And the fifth one summarizes the whole thing about how Simeon has been chosen to be like us, and us to be like Simeon. Because that's exactly the same thing that we are asked to do. We are, right now, in the temple, like Simeon was. Why are we here? Because God invited us. Moved by the Spirit. Not because you are the best, not because you are the cream of the cream among the people of California. Yes, you are, but not so much. We are here because the finger of God is upon us. And we have this great chance to be there, called by God. So we recognized the call of God. We recognize our Lord Jesus Christ. But that is not enough, because so many people know about God, so many people know about the Catholic faith, but they do nothing about it. So like Simeon, you came. Like Simeon, you receive our Lord Jesus Christ in your own. It's not vain. It transforms our life. It changes who we are, how we react, how we act, how we interact with each other. And then comes the third part of that. From the blessing that we have received, we shine. We pass it on. Because it is not enough to receive, to know the light, to receive it. We have to communicate this life. And this light that is given to us, the light of the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Spirit, the light of God, is fire. Fire that transforms us. And you see, there is a beautiful continuation between the three events. Simeon, the old Simeon that represents all of us in the temple, received our Lord Jesus Christ. And the gospel insists to say that he took it in his arms and presented the child to the world. Behold, contradiction for Israel, salvation of the people. He is here. That is Jesus. Maybe nobody listened to him in the temple. All the doctors of the law who are studying, talking, preaching day after day had Jesus Christ right in front of their eyes. They saw nothing. They heard nothing. They understood nothing. And Simeon was holding the child. Here he is, the Messiah that you are waiting for. He has arrived in his own house, the temple. He's there. Few years later, that is not in the arm of Simeon that Jesus is going to be presented to us, but hanging on the arm of the cross. The same Jesus presented to the world, hanged on the wood of the cross, is presented to us. And once again he says, here is the Messiah, the one who came to save you, to redeem the world, contradiction for the world. And that's not enough. At each Mass, again and again, that the arm of the priests, that are nothing else than the continuation of yours, that are holding the same Jesus Christ at the moment of the consecration, and raise like Simeon did, raise like the cross did, the same Jesus in front of you. Behold, Jesus Christ, creator of the world, your Savior, your light, your fire. And this fire is communicated to us and receive communion. Yes, indeed, we are like Simeon. Yes, indeed, we have invited to recognize him, to receive him, and to pass it on. May the candles that you hold, these sacramentals, be taken home, kept home. They have real power attached to it. They have the power to shine away darkness. They have the power to expel the devil. They have the power to give you peace at the moment of death. They have the power to bring grace to us. Let us shine through the grace of God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.